blow these telephone lines down, electric lines and things. Yeah.
Did you ever have that old white stuff down in the bottoms? Sometime you get up in the morning and find that the ground was warm and the air was cold.
Fog?
Uh-huh.
Yes, indeed. Mercy, yes, I should say so. You could look off in the bottom there, off of the hill there where we lived, and sometimes it would just a whole, just looked like a big cloud just hovering over that whole bottom down here. For nearly as far as you could see. It was just fog is what it was. And I might add something there that my father would make a prediction about that fog. Now, he said, if that fog comes on down, why, it's all right. But if it goes back up, it'll rain. Hmm. If it goes back up, it's got to come back, he said, and it'll come back and rain. And a lot, I've watched it happen. It would happen a lot of times.
Hmm.
That was his theory. He had watched it, I guess, all his life. If a fog lifts, it'll come back, and it'll come back in the form of rain. But if it comes down and settles on the ground, well, then that's the end of it. It's gone. Well, you know the old saying, what goes up's got to come down.
Yeah. It's just a question of where it'll come down. Right?
That's right. Where and when. That's right.
You mentioned a dry spell. Did you ever call this anything else?
Well, we certainly did. We had a name for it. The best name that I ever heard for it was a drought. And I mean, they were severe. Yes, sir.
Well, we were talking about wind.
The crops and everything else would just go and just burn up. And when we had an extreme drought, why, we just wouldn't raise anything.
Well, that's a sad experience.
That's right.
Don't you make your seed?
And then we would have, it could turn the tables on us, and we could go the extreme the other way and get too much rain. And then we'd flood out, and everything would wash away. Wash our crops out. Yeah.
If there's been no wind, and then a small breeze appears and it gets stronger, what do you say the wind is doing?
The wind is rising. That's what I would say it was doing.
And if you had a strong wind, then it starts to go away?
Well, it subsides, it's gone.
Yep.
Or you might, I've heard these weather prophets call it receding. That or diminishing. I believe they use that term. The wind, diminishing winds, that means it's, you know, where it's blowing for maybe all day or two or three days and nights, like we have sometimes at this time of year in March. Mm-hmm. Well, diminishing winds. That means that I took it to mean that the wind was going to calm down or play out or whatever you call it. Usually what happens anyway, they call it diminishing, receding, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know, I know in our flood times, why, when we found the old river receding, why, we were happy, and it started to go down.
What if it's been raining heavily, and then, it doesn't rain so hard? What would you say is happening? The rain is doing what?
When we've had a hard rain and then it calms down and still raining?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's